Disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced. I feel.
This is 90.7 FM WGXC Accra, Hudson, Catskill. The station that everyone loves.
Well, hello there. I am Neva Wartell, host of Music for the Masses, inviting you to join me every Sunday from 1 to 3 in the afternoon on an excursion of sound and rhythm, where we discover how much amazing music comes from places in the world you may be familiar with, or you've wondered about, or maybe never even heard of. Music for the Masses comes to you live from Catskill every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. only on listener-supported, solar-powered, community-based radio for open ears, open minds, and open hearts. 90.7 FM and WGXC.org. Suitable for the avid globehopper and armchair traveler alike. You might want to pack a map and a sandwich.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry. Call us at 551-299-2456, check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org, or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Pohan of Lanesville, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You are tuned into a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
This is Galen Joseph Hunter. You're listening to WGXC Accra, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears.
شو عجبني ردك انا دايما حضني جنبك لو كانوا كلهم ضدك حضل احبك حضل احبك حبك ما بينقاس شو ما يقولوا الناس انتي دايما الاساس لبيت كبير من الناس والله حبك ما بينقاس شو بحبك اه بحبك اه بحبك
welcome back to Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting to Catskill, Agra, and Hudson. And this is your host tonight, DJ Big Mac.
Hello, everybody. I'm your sound engineer, DJ Cola, and we are with special
with
guest
DJ Noah.
DJ Noah. That won't get confusing at all later today. Yeah, this is the second time we've had two Noahs on the show, and they're not even the same Noahs. So if I had a nickel every time that would happen, I'd have two nickels, which isn't a lot, but it's weird that it's happened twice.
I was just going to say, which isn't a lot, but it's weird it happened twice.
Exactly. So we're going to start out with some Would You Rathers. You know, if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about mental health in the community, Columbia and Greene County, and the surrounding areas. I always like to say that if you're within your distance, radio distance, and you're picking up the sound waves, then you are part of the community, and you are welcome. So with that being said, our host will read off some Would You Rathers.
All right, well, the first one we have is, have the most epic entrance whenever you arrive, or would you rather have the most epic vibe when you leave?
I'm going to say definitely the most epic entrance.
Me too.
Heck yeah.
So we all agree. Like, all I'm thinking is an Iron Man entrance.
Heck yeah. See, when you show up, you have the drip, you're the life of the party. And when you leave, like, the goodbye style is always kind of to dip out. You get the most aura.
It's kind of sad when you do that. Like, what if you never come back? That's the problem. Like Iron Man. He said goodbye, and then he dies fighting Thanos. If, sadly, that's a spoiler to anybody who... For anybody that hasn't watched Infinity War yet, it's a spoiler.
If you haven't, though, like, that's kind of your fault. Right now.
It really is. It's been
no
out
offense.
For... How many years now?
Five.
Five or six
I don't even
years?
Know. That's my guess.
Yeah, look it up real quick.
All right.
All they hear is the clacking of the typing.
Seven.
7 years.
That's wild to think about. Time really does fly.
So 7 years Infinity War has been out, and hang on, I gotta lower this mic. I can
go for it.
7 years Infinity War has been out, and if you haven't seen it, that's a spoiler, and it's kind of on you if you haven't seen it. It's been 7 years. I feel like everyone has seen it. The one thing that I always thought Infinity War would be before that was Ant-Man is going up Thanos' butt.
No, okay. Well, they said that. That's pretty cool. Now that we're done with that, we're going to distract you with another question. Would you rather work 9 to 5 on a job you hate or work 7 to 6 on a job you love?
How much do I get paid on those 7 to 6?
Doesn't say. Payment is
well, let's just say it's important. 17 an hour.
They're both the same.
Oh, yeah, definitely an hour. Definitely the job I love.
I'm already doing this. I woke up at 8 today and I'm getting off at 7. Just move these two to the right.
Yeah, it's...
And it can be exhausting, but it is worth it. I'd rather do this than stocking shelves. No offense to you if you do that, because that's the real work, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean...
Without them, society wouldn't function. People that do that.
Here's the problem.
That's 90%.
I was thinking 7 to... Or 6 to 7 on that. My bad.
No, you chilling. Oh, this is awesome. I pick both. But the question is...
Me personally, I hate piercings.
Read the question.
Huh? Well, yeah, my bad. Me personally, I hate piercings either way, but...
Would you rather get piercings everywhere?
I was getting there.
Okay.
I was just saying in general, I hate piercings, but our question right now is, would you rather get piercings everywhere possible? Or, and yes, even down there, or get tattoos all over your body?
I guess tattoos, personally. I think that seems to be the unanimous. What about you, DJ Noah?
Oh, yeah, tattoos.
The tattoos, man.
And that one by 69%.
Nice.
Ooh, would you rather never? You know what? We're going to let DJ Noah read this one.
Dishes, all the way.
Yeah, I gotta concur.
Get out right now.
Yeah, we won that one. 56 in our favor. Would you, I like working though. Would you rather never have to work again or never have to clean?
Cleaning.
Never, yeah, nah, I don't want to clean. So, I'm just going to assume that means my room's always clean.
Like anything you put on the ground that you forget about,
just teleported to the trash.
Just gets put back.
Yeah. Trash automatically teleports to the bins.
Trash automatically teleports to the dump. Thank you very much.
Indeed. Cut out the middle, man. Yo, this instrumental always be hitting. Yeah. I wrote a rap to this once in, like, when I was 15. We gotta get you guys freestyling on here.
I'm not that creative, man.
Come on, man.
I'm not that creative.
Spit a freestyle. Meanwhile, we be answering questions. What's left to be unheard of? Doesn't really matter, cause this stuff is absurd. Coming in, we spinning in circles. Yeah, I got that flow. Every day, Disney Channel. Nah, imagine.
Oh my god, bro, you're...
Get out! So... We're gonna go back into some questions. We're gonna do one or two more, then go for a quick song break.
What is this? I would obviously, first let me get the question in. Would you rather live with people who are obsessed with you?
Why are you so obsessed with me?
Or live with people who hate you? No physical violence. Yeah, I think we all know what the answer was.
Yeah, right? You'd either get top tier fans or haters. Would you rather have fans or haters?
Then again, you could rage bait the haters.
That's so true. No, so, DJ Noah has been rage baiting DJ Big Mac all night. It's been hilarious.
I swear, bro. This DJ has been banging a mic on my kneecap for the past 10 minutes, and I'm just turning into a monster.
Turning into a monster implies you weren't one before.
Huh?
Turning into a monster implies you weren't a monster before.
I'm friends with the monster.
Okay. Right. Noah, DJ Noah, would you like to read this one? Quiet. Too loud would get annoying.
Too quiet.
That's me working this job.
Yes.
Yes. So, now we're gonna go into a song. A lot of these songs are picked out by the youth today, so we're gonna let the Spotify random feature picked, to be fair, as soon as we get a nice calm. They added new music to Minecraft, guys.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, we're gonna go into that. Elevator music moment. Here we go. gotta get in the right playlist. Here we go.
Alright, here we go.
Oh, you got it.
Alright. Well,
these ones picked this song. I had nothing to do with it. This is not DJ Cola.
Hey, what's your baby mama at the crib and blow her back out? Shorty Filipino and she call me Manny Pacquiao. Alley oop without the hoop, they call me Jerry Stackhouse. Hazing out in public, but your mama made me snap out. Before I get the dough, got the morning routine. Wake up bright and early to some brand new cream. Three times, baby, y'all so clean. Gravy got cheese, now that's poutine. Oh, gravy coming hot like I'm hopping off the griddle. Pull up on the kid if you're trying to get belittled. All the mamas love me now, I think I'm being brittle. Flex the rainbow, bag it like some Skittles. Gravy, why you out of pocket?
Out of pocket.
Stop it.
Oh, no.
I'm getting money, gravy, Crockett. Never take a L no more. Never take a damn thing slow. All I know is chase this dough. Take no loss, never gonna lose my sauce. All I know is chase this.
Whoa.
And get money,
get money, get money, get money.
Catch Bobby. Probably into the early morning.
Or catch Bobby.
yeah, I live a fast life. Yeah, you know I live a fast life. I don't got a type, baby, I'm a cash type. Still getting dividends from a past life. Look at your daddy's net worth on a bad night, cause I act right. Yeah, rockin' red, clappin' ass leads like the 80s. Never give it up until the reaper come and slay me. Pull up with a Zelda and a beach and a daisy. I be dirty dancing, all the yelling gravy Swayze.
Like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And she tied you to her kitchen chair. And she broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the baby, I've been here before. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. You know, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not a victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? But remember when I moved in you and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew is hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who I drew you. And it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken heart.
DJ Big Mac.
Today, we're doing some nice games. We're going to do some Would You Rathers. We're just having a great time on this Friday evening. And you know what that means? No work tomorrow unless you work the weekends, which I apologize. That must be tough, but you're extremely strong for doing so. So without further ado, shall we read the first one?
I nominate DJ Cola.
Parallel versions.
See, you guys get it. So do 74% of the people who answered that question.
rather wear a sweatshirt in 90 degree weather or a t-shirt in 10 degree weather?
T-shirt all the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm going for. See, we're too agreeable here. Everybody, we all are on the same wavelength here. Oh, I'm losing a toe.
No.
I'm losing a toe. Would you rather shave your eyebrows once a month or lose one toe of your choice?
I'm shaving my eyebrows.
I'm saying goodbye to my pinky toe. That's every month, bro.
I could give two poops.
What about you, DJ Noah? I'm getting rid of that pinky toe, too. Hopefully I can still run okay.
Man, though. All your toes are there for stability. All your toes are there for homeostasis.
Homeostasis is your body's way of regulating temperature and
balance.
Yeah.
It's maintaining balance.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, what do you say we do three more, and then we go back into a song?
I agree. See, most people would rather lose a toe than shave their eyebrows. That's saying something.
But, like, is it painful when you lose it?
Nah.
No. Are you going under anesthesia?
You're gonna go under anesthesia.
Alright, then yeah, I would definitely lose a toe.
A little bit. There is something called phantom pains.
You really wouldn't know, but yes. It's when... I've heard that it's... I'm getting off track by the background music. But yeah. Phantom pain is basically, for those who don't know... But those who know, meme reference, but phantom pain is when, so if you lose an arm or a leg, you could still feel pain in that area, and since it's not there, it could be excruciating pain, and it could be random pass-outs from pain.
As opposed to phantom pain, which is when you get mad that people are eating your food.
I feel like that would really relate to DJ Noah and DJ Cola.
So would you rather be a genius that nobody believes or be an idiot everybody believes? Yeah, because then you'd figure it out for yourself.
But being an idiot, though, it would be really funny to rage bait everybody.
That's true, and ignorance is bliss. I'm personally going to have to say be an idiot.
Same.
So we're going to do one more, then we're going to go into music, and then we're going to do some words of the day. You guys don't know that segment. That's something I do when I'm alone. I like you guys doing that. It's pretty cool. I think you'll enjoy it.
I'm alone.
So would you rather become the king or queen of the UK or become the president of the US? I'm becoming the king.
Me too, because either way, you could still import stuff from America.
King and queen don't even make political decisions. They just get to live fancy. So it's like a stress-free life.
Not even that, bro. You, as a king or a queen, you literally get to make laws.
In the UK, they just kind of let them chill, though.
That's...
R.I.P. the queen.
Yo, that happened, like...
Rest in peace.
That happened, like, 4 years ago.
About there. I think five.
I'm pretty sure she died in 2020. Yeah, because that's when Among Us was...
Yo, you just did not connect the queen's death to Among Us. We're going to go into a song, everybody. We'll be right back.
Some days you're the only thing I know. Only thing that's burning when the nights grow cold. Can't look away, can't look away. Beg you to stay, beg you to stay, yeah. Sometimes you're a stranger in my bed. Don't know if you love me or you want me dead. Push me away, push me away. Then beg me to stay, beg me to stay, yeah. Call me in the morning to apologize.
Sweet. you're the best thing in my life. Sometimes when I look at you, I see my wife. Pin me down into somebody I don't know. And you push me away, yeah. Call me in the morning to apologize. Every little lie gives me butterflies. Something in the way looking through my eyes. Don't know if I'm gonna make it out alive. Fight so dirty, but your love so sweet. Talk so pretty, but your heart got tea. Late night devil, put your hands on me. And never, 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 ever let go. Fight so dirty, but your love so sweet. Talk so pretty, but your heart got tea.
Oh, back when I was young blue, was filled by love and youngsters in my head.
fine.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your sound engineer, DJ Cola, and I'm joined with
DJ Big Mac.
Indeed. Indeed I am. So, we're going to do...
And DJ Big Mac. I'm sorry, DJ Cola. I had to interrupt to make sure they knew who I was.
I get you. I get you. We're going to do a word of the day since the Minecraft music is playing and I'm feeling a little bit sentimental. So, if you don't know what the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrow is, it's John Koenig's way to put words to emotions that aren't named yet. Neologisms, if you will. So today's word is locked-heartedness. It's a noun. The atmosphere of camaraderie when people are stuck together in a certain place. A stalled elevator. A shelter during the storm. The sleeper car of a train. Which leaves them no other option but to be present with each other. With nowhere else to go and nobody else to be. From locked up and full-heartedness. What do you guys think of the word of the day?
It's low-key good.
I'm just fixing this
situation. Yo, I look over at DJ Big Mac, and he's taking apart his microphone.
Don't worry, it's not breaking.
I'm right now, we're in locked-heartedness, because we're all here together in the house. I was storming earlier. I ran and got some... So tell me why. I order food from this Mexican place. And I ordered a lot, right? So they gave me 2 forks thinking I was 2 people. Nah, I'm just big, bro. I just eat a lot.
Yo, I think that's... Low-key, that's your fault.
You're right. What can I say? I burn a lot of calories. I need to eat 3,000 calories just to not lose weight. That's a little wild. So with that being said, I want... everybody to hear how your guys' day has been. Have been.
Sorry about the squeaking. I was just putting my mic back together the right way it's meant to be. But, I feel like my day's been good, except for people making TikToks in front of, in the kitchen, where I'm trying to make some...
protein.
Dang right. Prior to that, I'm sorry. Real poop. Real poop.
Yeah, so whenever I see that, I just walk in front of that, because if you're doing it in the kitchen, I need to be in the kitchen. As I was saying before, I'm big. I need food. I'm going to go in the kitchen regardless if you're making a TikTok.
I really wouldn't care. I was worried that I was going to get yelled at, but like...
If you got yelled at, I would have been there, bro. Because you need food, bro.
Yeah, like, I mean, I get that I eat a lot, but like, I barely ate anything today.
So, we are starting the summer workforce program, and if I just want to give this a shout out on air, because there's a chance that you might be listening. Unfortunately, this year's deadline has passed, but every year, Columbia and Greene County do a workforce program, where if you're a youth that hasn't had a job before, you could do it, attend the orientation, and you get assigned a job. And it's just a way to get money. Exchange your services.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. So, you want to ask your school for the workforce program. You need to get your working papers.
Yeah, I have my working papers. You need to be at least 14 for that. So, sorry, DJ Noah.
Yeah, DJ Big Mac, you could have worked at Clubhouse through that.
I already applied.
MHA, but not the summer workforce.
Yep.
Next year.
Yeah, I have like 17 applications currently out.
I hope you get a job
soon. Yeah, I applied for Zoom Flume, so they said I have to be 15 for a lifeguard, and really they said that if a gift shop position opens up, they're going to give me a call and then I'll have a job.
So now I'm going to get you guys to do a breathing exercise. Be open-minded. Actually, it's called box breathing. I've been doing it on radio. And if you're driving, I want to give a little bit of a heads up. You can do this, but please make sure your full attention is on the road. We don't want anybody getting hit because they're sleeping, because I made them do some breathing exercises. If you need. So what we're going to do is called box breathing, because it's the same amount of time inhale and out. So So you want to breathe in and make sure that breathe in lasts for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale for another 4. And then inhale for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold for 4 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4. And exhale. And that's something you guys can do if you're feeling anxious. It actually tricks our brain by calming down our vagus nerve, which is located in our throat.
Our gambling nerve?
I wish there was a gambling nerve.
I have a nerve to gamble right now, bro. Yeah.
Alright, let's gamble. Let's see who can guess the number I'm thinking of.
5. 69.
It's in between those three. It's in between 5 and 8. Noah got it. DJ Noah.
God!
Song. We go to. Oh, wait. Yeah, this one. No, wait, this one. Here it is.
I'll give you a hint. We should do Shaboom.
Hadel Adam.
Number one?
We did that.
Yeah,
that was her opening song. No, bro, put something good on.
Deathbed is a banger.
It is a banger, but like...
So we will be right back.
Yeah, I don't wanna fall asleep, I don't wanna pass away. I've been thinking of our future, cause I'll never see those days. I don't know why this has happened, but I probably deserve it. I tried to do my best, but you know that I'm not perfect. I've been praying for forgiveness, you've been praying for my health. When I leave this earth, hoping you'll find someone else. Cause yeah, we still young, there's so much we haven't done. Getting married, start a family, watch your husband with his son. I wish it could be me, but I won't make it off this bed. I hope I go to heaven so I see you once again. My life was kinda short, but I got so many blessings. Happy you were mine, it sucks that it's all ending. For too long, don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head.
I'll get you up and going out of bed.
Yeah.
And hey. Don't stay awake for too long. Don't go to bed. I'll make a cup of coffee for your head. I'll get you up and going hey. Out of bed.
Yeah. I'm happy that you're here with me. I'm sorry if I tear up. When me and you were younger, you would always make me cheer up. Taking goofy videos and walking through the park. You would jump into my arms every time you heard a bark. Cuddle in your sheets, sang me sound asleep. And sneak out through your kitchen at exactly 103. Sundays went to church and Mondays watched a movie. Soon you'll be alone, sorry that you have to lose me. Too long.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So we're going to try something new, and I want to terrorize my intern here. So we're going to let him handle radio while I go get a sip of water. Noah, talk about... Oh, my God. You're not Noah.
Man, I'm not Noah.
Michael, DJ Meatball, talk about stuff.
Big Mac, bro. Hey, you're messing it all up, bro.
I am messing
This is my bread and butter. You can't be messing with my bread and butter.
8 a.m.
8 a.m. ain't nothing. I've been up since 6 in the morning.
You have free reign. Entertain the audience. I need some water. You got this, DJ. Big Mac.
I got you, bro.
All right, party people. I'm currently sound engineer and host. So, right now, let's turn this up just. So, we're gonna try and keep a balance between me talking and a song. Right there. Perfect. So, I just got done playing around on Clash Royale and all that, but, so, one thing that I would like to basically do is, I want to give out some fun facts about animals that I personally think are pretty cool. And there's DJ Cola coming back right now.
Alright, I'm the guest now.
Yep, he's the guest host.
Alright, everybody, DJ Big Mac wanted to see if he could handle the hot seat, the computer engineer seat. So this is the test. This is the live test. You get a witness. Let us know if he's fire enough to do this, if he's got the skills. So what are we doing today?
So I wanted to give the people of the Hudson Valley the gift of learning some new facts about animals they probably haven't even heard of yet. So
that's awesome. You might want to turn down the music a bit.
A little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
Alright, I'll turn this down just a little.
Good song. You picked this? Good song, bro. Got me feeling.
Alright, so. Oh, man, we got the Lion Rage Bait meme up here.
Oh, yeah, I love lions. Just kidding. I hate lions.
Why is there an Unblock Games site open?
I play...
Why, you don't need to play Unblock Games.
I do be playing Unblock Games.
For no reason.
Listen, in school, I had to do the Unblock Games, and I grew accustomed to the culture of Unblock Games, so I still use that website.
I feel you, bro. I feel you.
And yes, during song breaks, I do be playing games sometimes, just to recuperate my mental.
Alright, well, so... There is this one animal, and this was when our songs were not working.
Oh.
Yeah, and we were doing...
The seabird.
Yeah, and it was this one bird from Australia that we were talking about.
Velociraptor bird. Yeah. Yo, it feels so good being a guest again. I just don't gotta worry about anything. I can just say random bull stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it must feel good. But, yeah, so basically, I'm going to try and get this mic set up so that way it's right here. I hope everyone can hear me good. But basically, so, this one bird, so, it's basically a velociraptor.
Cassowary.
It's a cassowary? That's what it was?
Queso. Oh my god, it's Queso from Fortnite.
It's the guy from Fortnite! But yeah, so.
Yo, right, how did that actually work? That's crazy. He looked up Queso and then added ARY at the end and got the bird.
Right here. This is the bird.
Describe it. People can't see. Come on, DJ Big Mac.
You know what a turkey looks like with how it has, like, the...
Yo, why that bird my spirit animal?
Nah. Alright, nah, there's a picture right here, and it just reminds me of pure rage bait.
That's the one that is rage bait, or is getting rage baited, And then the other one, go back to the other one. That's the one that's rage baiting.
Yo. But basically, these guys are huge. They are part of the family that emus and basically the bird. Emus are the bird that Australia lost an entire war to.
Yeah, they did do that.
It was like right after World War II or right before, and they literally mounted guns to jeeps and chased around this bird.
A lot of them survived too after yeah. getting shot. They're beasts.
Yeah, bro. Most emus could take like 7 or 8 shots before they died. And the guns weren't that accurate back then either, so it was really hard and they lost. But the cassowary is basically that, but on steroids, anabolic steroids. And I'll pull up a clip of what they sound like real quick. Let's see. Copy and paste.
So while we're waiting, birds are pretty dang cool. My favorite bird is a flamingo. What's yours? Let me know. Hit us up at 518-291-6066 and we'll read your favorite bird live on air.
So, he took a break on that one. He had a little bit of a struggle to, you know, think of that.
I am struggling with everything and nothing at the same time.
Alright, so, we're gonna pause. We're gonna pause one of my favorite songs, sadly. But, this is...
Yo, that sound like a pig.
That's the sound they make.
That's terrifying.
That's the sound they make.
It's rage baiting us.
Send me to goals.
If you're right.
Yo, I want to eat that.
But yeah, that's...
I bet it tastes like a mix between a pig and a chicken.
Yeah, so they're creepy mother truckers.
That looks like the Blue Man Group.
Yeah.
They got a blue head, like a turkey thingy.
They got like a rhinoceros horn on top of their head. Like, look at that. You can't tell me that doesn't look like a rhino horn.
I can't.
And like... They have, like, the red drape, like a turkey has, and these things are just terrifying. Their claws are literally 6 inches long.
Nah. See, now we got a new segment on radio, DJ Big Mac's Fun Facts.
Their claws are...
That's a fire name, too.
Yeah.
Big Mac Fun Facts.
And their claws are 6 inches long. They literally eat their own children.
Just like me, for real.
Okay. You need to leave! But they eat their own children. So they have to basically... they eat, like, half of their kids. And most of the time, they lay, like, 2 eggs. And their eggs are, like... Oh,
I can't hit my protein. 1 cassowary egg.
Their eggs, though, like... So, there's an entire family of birds in Australia. And actually, wait, there's a diagram right here.
DJ Big Mac, Fun Facts, is fire. This is a good segment.
So, the cassowary is actually the most closely related bird to the emu.
Limu, emu.
Emu! And actually, here's something also cool. Emus and ostriches are almost the most farly related bird of their family.
Huh. I didn't even know they were in the same family.
Oh, yeah, no, they're all in the same family. So, what?
Oh, that one's creepy looking.
This one? Right here?
The one to the right of this one.
Oh, yeah, that one's a rescue one.
Oh, heck nah.
Yeah, that's a rescue one that got into a fight. Yeah, I got you, bro. I got you, Brody.
That's... nightmare fuel.
That is literal nightmare fuel.
If you guys want some epic nightmare fuel to cause nightmares, what's the name of that image? Look up cassowary rescue Huahine.
Huahine.
H-U-A-H-I-N. That literally looks like a zombie that you would see in your nightmares.
That, if I'm going to be honest, a cassowary is the most feared zombie. Like, like, imagine living in, like, New Zealand, in Australia area, like, Northern Australia, because that's where these things are native to, and a zombie apocalypse breaks out, bro. That's just straight nightmare fuel. Just being in Australia when that happens is nightmare fuel, let alone a
spiders are bad enough, not the zombie spiders.
Nah, bro. The spiders are huge. And how about this? Here's another fun fact about another animal, just for the hell of it, or sorry, the heck of it. There is a snake, which is the second most venomous snake in the world. And it is literally native to every single state in Australia. And is 60% of all snake deaths. It is literally the most common snake in Australia. And of course, it's the second most venomous in the world.
Australia, what's going on over there?
I feel like Australia is just one giant Gmod server.
That's just playing on extra difficulty.
No, it was really just picking a veteran difficulty in Call of Duty.
For real.
But, yeah, so basically they're all doing that. The Australia's having a rough go. And basically what's going on is... It's a Gmod server. If you don't know what Gmod is, it's a very chaotic game.
It's Gary.
Yeah, Gary's mods.
I like Gary.
Me too. But yeah, Kiwis, basically... here's a terrifying fact about Kiwis. They literally rearrange their entire organ system and skeletal system just to have one egg.
What's the point of that?
The egg is literally 80% of their body mass.
Oh my god.
Like, here, I'll pull up a picture for DJ Cola.
And I will react to it live on air.
Alright, so yeah, here it is. Here, look at this.
This is my live reaction.
What?
Yeah. That egg is literally the whole thing.
That's, like, look at this. Look at this. Look at the size of a kiwi egg compared to a chicken egg.
Look at the ostrich egg. I want to eat that.
An emu egg and an ostrich egg are one of the biggest. But, like, so, take a look at, here, look at this. Right here. Look at the size of the egg compared to the kiwi itself.
Aw,
that's
so cute.
They are cute, but.
You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live.